Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big. Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Lori Gilbertson today, former prosecutor, and with Tribeca Blue Consulting. Lori, always love getting your insight into the cases we're following. It's been a few weeks since you and me connected, so I want to open up the Daybell case to your insight and tell me what's been speaking to you of what we've been hearing over the last handful of weeks.
You know, I was really thinking about what does this case look like from a prosecutor's standpoint. Mm-hmm. And what really stood out to me when thinking of my own personal experience is that I have tried a lot more cases and obtained guilty verdicts with a lot less than they have in this case.
That's what I'm wondering about, because, I mean, they certainly have a lot, and it keeps coming out day by day, and it's just another nail in the coffin, another nail in the coffin, and it's very dark and twisted and strange, and my guess that's kind of one of the thoughts I had, too, is, are we getting into overkill here in the amount of information we have that shows that she's out of her mind and has done horrible things?
Yeah, you know, I don't, we're laughing a little bit, and I certainly don't mean to make light of it because, you know, two children are dead in a completely horrific way. And when you look at a case as a prosecutor, you look at the evidence you have, and when you're asking about overkill, you know, one of your really important jobs as a prosecutor is to make the jury's job that they're there to do, to find the facts. And to really be able to see them clearly, you want to make their job as easy as possible. So part of a prosecutor's, you know, real responsibility here is curating that evidence and presenting it in a way that makes it easy for the jury, you know, so not overwhelming them with kind of a fire hose of everything they have, but really putting it together in a way that can fit well, that can put that puzzle together for them so that when they go back into the jury room, it is really clear and coherent and concise for them. And so you do sometimes end up with issues when you have almost too much evidence.
Yeah.
And what do you do then? I don't think in this case that the prosecution is doing anything wrong in any way with the evidence that they have. I think they are presenting it in a pretty clear and coherent way for the jury. And it doesn't look to me like it has reached any kind of point of overkill or too much emphasis on things that they should not be emphasizing.
That's one of the things I was wondering as I was listening to the trial coverage, and we play it here every single day. There's moments in there where it's like your eyes can glaze over because it gets very technical. So I feel bad for the jury and those. And then you have ones where you're at the edge of your seat just hearing the depravity of what these people were capable of doing. And it's in black and white. We're talking audio. We're talking emails. We're talking text messages. It's not hearsay. It's not circumstantial evidence. So it is very, very clear. The more that they put into this, do they almost risk confusing a jury by any chance where you just put too much out there? you know, like sometimes you speak too much and shoot yourself in the foot.
Right. It is a certain line that as a prosecutor, you have to be very careful with, and you have to try to put yourself in, you know, in the jury's mind of what they need and how you're going to give it to them in a way that's going to be clear. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here, I think that interspersing, like you say, and by the way, your coverage has been great.
Thank you. I have been
listening to it. And, you know, as there's a real interspersing of what we're kind of referring to as the stuff that keeps you on the edge of your seat. I mean, the text messages, the zombie talk, these heartbreaking conversations between, you know, that we hear the audio of, say, between, you know, Lori Vallow and her sister, the testimony from her son. I mean, this real human, devastating evidence. And then you've got that interspersed with, you know, the medical examiner who's doing the autopsy and talking about all of the autopsies he's done, you know, I think something like 7,200,
yeah,
and, you know, qualifying him as an expert in doing that. And then really getting very almost dry about the duct tape and the injuries and the toxicology reports. And so I think, you know, the prosecutors are really, I think, making an effort to intersperse that kind of real physical important evidence that may be a little drier with the really emotional stuff so that the jury gets a break between the two and they really are not overwhelmed with one or the other, because they're both really, really important to this case.
It's almost like presenting a show in some way, shapes, and forms as a prosecutor when you think of it, where it's like, okay, let's go with this number here, and then we're going to slow it down over here. We're going to pick them back up over here. It is kind of like scoring something to a certain extent, where you're going to keep that audience, in this case, the jury, engaged enough to understand the story that you're trying to tell and walk away from that story with what you want them to. That's an interesting way of looking at it. And you have been being a prosecutor for so many years. Did you ever look at it that way as well?
I looked at every single case that way when I became experienced enough to understand that that's what I needed to do. I can't tell you I did that in my first trial. I wouldn't even want to know what that was like.
Yeah.
I think I blocked it out. But yes, that, I mean, Tony, 100% good prosecutors are storytellers. Good trial lawyers, whether they're prosecutors or defense attorneys, civil litigators, any of them. When you are a good trial lawyer, you need to be a good storyteller, because that is exactly what you are doing for your jury.
How do you think the defense is doing thus far as telling the story of Lori? And obviously they have not had their turn at the stand yet. It's all been cross. But how do you think they're doing thus far, and where do you think they're going to go when it gets to be their turn?
Gosh, they had a tough job here.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at what the prosecution is presenting as to her motive, the means she had to commit this crime, you know, these crimes, the opportunities she had, the cover-up she instituted, you know, all of the admissions she's made, you know, which as prosecutors, we look at all of that kind of cover up, all of the activity as this consciousness of guilt. You know, she knew what she did and she's covering it up, and therefore you can infer she's guilty of this. When you look at all of that, the defense doesn't really have a great way to go on it.
No.
I do not know what kind of story they can really tell when the physical evidence itself is so damning here, when you've got these, you know, two children found, you know, right on their property, and then you've got her, you know, cavorting, you know, on a beach at their wedding, happy as can be and claiming nothing's wrong. Like, they just really don't have anywhere to go. I would think this case is kind of a defense attorney's nightmare.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
I want to pick up this conversation more tomorrow with you, Lori, and talk about some of the prosecutorial advantages and possibly challenges that exist, and certainly challenges for the defense of Lori Vallow Daybell. We'll pick that up tomorrow. If you want to weigh in on anything that we are talking about here, you can. The phone number, 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in. We would love to hear your feedback and maybe even use it on the air. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.